This is St. Louis Public Radio. Prisons across the U.S. have been hit especially hard during the pandemic. In Missouri, more than 5,000 inmates and 2,000 workers have become infected with the coronavirus. Correctional workers are eligible to get the vaccine now, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, the majority of inmates will be among the last in the state to get vaccinated.
Keith Brown spent more than 25 years in prison, and whenever he tries to describe the experience, he keeps coming back to one word: congested. No matter where you go, the chow hall, the canteen, he says there are people right there next to you. Brown was at Farmington Correctional Center last spring, and as more inmates began testing positive for the coronavirus, the 8x11-foot cell he shared with another inmate felt even more cramped.
You right there. Together. He's touching everything, you touching everything, he breathing and coughing and blowing his nose. And I mean, where can you go?
Brown says inmates started taking measures into their own hands, buying extra soap from the canteen or putting a sock over the phone when they called home. Still, the virus tore through the prison, eventually sickening more than 200 staff members and 500 inmates who had to be quarantined for long periods.
You don't see your friend for 2 months. You don't know if you're living a day. I mean, it's scary.
Compared to the general public, incarcerated people in the U.S. are 5 times more likely to test positive for the virus and twice as likely to die. The Missouri Department of Corrections has worked to contain the virus in recent months, implementing stricter requirements for testing and quarantining, and the number of cases has declined. But correctional officers, kitchen workers, and other staff are entering prisons every day, and that makes it almost impossible to keep the virus out of these facilities. State health officials hope to reduce this risk by first vaccinating staff. For some correctional officers, it's a relief knowing that a vaccine is coming.
You know, we worry about getting it and bringing it in or catching it here and bringing it home.
Corey Moore, a captain at Missouri Eastern Correctional Center in Pacific, says he's planning to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
You wake up one day and, you know, maybe you got a sore throat and you're like, man, is this from the weather? Is it from wearing the mask all the time? Or you're constantly in that state of not knowing. And there's many times where maybe you feel like you've got it.
Prison staff are on the front lines of this pandemic, yet the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend vaccinating both staff and inmates at the same time because of their shared risk. Missouri's DOC was one of several stakeholders who helped develop the state's vaccination plan. But the document makes no mention of a timeline for vaccinating inmates. Wandra Bertram with the Prison Policy Initiative says not knowing when they'll be vaccinated has created a lot of confusion.
We're getting so many messages right now from people who have a mother or a father or a son or a daughter in prison, and they are racked with anxiety, trying to figure out, is this vaccine going to get to my loved one in time to save them or is it not?
In an email, a spokesperson for the Department of Health and Senior Services said inmates who are 65 or older or have certain health conditions will be vaccinated just after essential workers. The rest will be able to get vaccinated in the final phase of the state's plan, once the vaccine is available to the general public. That accounts for 2/3 of the state's prison population, about 16,000 inmates. Marissa Omori, an assistant professor of criminology at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, says waiting to vaccinate the majority of inmates doesn't make sense from a public health perspective. And she adds, it's unethical.
I think by deprioritizing them, you know, you're saying that there are certain groups who are less, you know, worthy or less deserving of medical care. And I simply think that's not the right way to look at this.
Both mass incarceration and COVID-19 disproportionately impact people of color, Omori says. And putting inmates at the end of the vaccination line may tip the scales even further. Keith Brown, who was released from prison in July, says he feels lucky he was able to make it out without getting COVID-19. He thinks vaccinating prison staff is a good first step, but he worries about his friends and relatives who are still behind bars, vulnerable, feeling on edge.
You know, they fed up. They like, man, I'm tired, you know, and it's taking its toll as far as people's mental and emotional and psychological state.
Brown tells them to try to stay positive, that it'll blow over soon, even though truthfully, he's not sure when that'll be. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.